Satan, his personality, power, and overthrow by Ian Bounds. Chapter 9, being read by Peter John Parisi, also known as Brian Dean. The power of the devil. This kingdom and these angels of Satan have great power. They are therefore called the, quote, power of the air, unquote. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The power of kings and armies and men are nothing, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness, against devils that infinitely exceed all the sons of men. And the word is not only dunamis, physical power of understanding, insinuation, but authority. If God had not given this great enemy so long and so great and so extensive a power to set up himself, his son's kingdom had not been so glorious in the overthrow of it. And the mercy of God in translating us from the one to the other, we are put from the power of darkness by redemption. Colossians 1:13. And by Christ himself being subject to the power of Satan, as in Luke 22:53, where the wicked have their hour, but the saints shall have their day of it. Thomas Goodwin. In all we have seen, instead of minifying the power of the devil, Jesus exalts him to the pinnacle of power as a prince, with this world as his princedom. In the prominent features of Christ's life, the devil appears as the one being and the one evil agent which Christ has in mind, to whose rule he is opposed. We have seen how soon the devil followed in the wake of our Lord's baptism at the Jordan, after the anointing of the Holy Ghost and his public entrance on his ministry. When he first commissioned his disciples, among other miracles, they were to, quote, cast out devils, unquote. When the 70 returned to report their work to Christ, they said with evident surprise and gratulation, quote, even the devils are subject to us through thy name, unquote. He replied, quote, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, unquote. When he is opening their hearts to receive the great comfort of that great promise of the Holy Spirit, he declares that one of the Trinity of great ends to be executed by the Holy Spirit was, quote, to convict the world of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged, unquote. In one of his troubled and impassioned outbreaks, as the shadows and pain of his great agony are coming on him, he cries, quote, now is my soul troubled, unquote. The darkness is relieved by a gleam of light, in which he sees the ruins of Satan's kingdom, and the devil spoiled, dethroned, cast out by the almightiness of his cross. Quote, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Unquote. But as the darkness grows deeper and the anguish more bitter, we see the approaching form of him whose hour and power of darkness it is. Hushed into silence in the presence of this relentless and cruel foe, the Son of God says to his sorrowing and awestruck disciples, quote, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, unquote. The devil's sad and mighty influence is farther set forth on the circle of chosen disciples. Paul staggers under the blow of the devil. His narrow, shameful escape of Peter is thus referred to by Christ. Quote, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Unquote. Jesus Christ acknowledges the great power and authority which the devil has in the present deranged and usurped order of things. He declares, quote, Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be judged. Unquote. How defiant Satan is, and how he opposes Christ stubbornly, with reckless and too often successful courage, is plainly revealed. Into the chosen circle of the 12 he entered, into the one who had been trusted as their treasurer, the receiver, the depositor, and the disperser of their money and their charity. How close he comes, and how large his successes. One of the sacred 12 he had seduced, possessed, and moved to carry out in the most hypocritical, false way his infamous design. How near he came, adding Peter, to the black roll of his immortal ones, immortal in infamy, is very evident. That the devil had much every way to do with Peter's dastardly course, his lying and blasphemy, is evident from the words of Christ. Quote, and the Lord said unto Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both unto prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Unquote. In the parable of the sower, Christ sets forth the unseen but powerful influence which the devil exerts to neutralize the word of God. In the record of this parable by Matthew, the devil is deemed the, quote, wicked one, unquote, a statement of personality and of concentration and comprehension of preeminent wickedness. He catches away the word sown with vigilance and diabolic hate. Quote, then cometh the devil and taketh the word, unquote. He is the destroyer of the seeds of good. So powerful is he that the word of God, incorruptible and eternal, is prevented from securing its benign and saving effects by his vigilant and influence over the mind. In the story of Job and his sore trials, we see the Sabaeans and Chaldeans are ready to respond to his request to make their predatory raids on Job's herds. Satan's power is not limited to outside influence, but is direct and powerful, getting into the inside and making suggestions of evil, almost godlike sometimes, and again so inflaming our passions or principles that we cannot see the wrong till too late, as in the case of Satan's suggestion to David to number Israel. His power is so great that even good men, the best, who are able to resist his temptations, yet for a time are under his power. The Christians at Smyrna were so under his power that while he could not alienate their affections or disturb their loyalty, he could put them in prison. Paul felt all his life the raking poison of a wound inflicted by Satan's power. Paul was in his hands and tossed about, and was brought nigh to the fatal verge by his power. Job was for a while put in his power, and was driven and torn and desolated like a cruel and reckless tempest, wherein everything was wrecked and lost but his patience. How great was Satan's power to destroy fortune and family and friends and reputation. The Son of God was in his mysterious and all-desolating power, led to the mountains and led to the temple by the fearful spell of Satan. Angels retired, and heaven hushed its music, and was draped in silence and trembled in awe, while Satan's dread power was allowed to spend its dark force on heaven's anointed one. The power of disease was in the devil's hands. He smote Job. Christ said of the woman with the spirit of an infirmity, quote, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Unquote. Doubtless, much of sickness is due to the power of the devil. To this there is reference in the statements of Christ's work. Quote, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah, the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities, and bare our sicknesses. Unquote. Quote, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Unquote. Satan's power did not extend to death in Job's case, but it did in that of his children. The Smyrna Christians he could hold in prison but 10 days, but thousands of others he held unto death. His own cruel, deadly hands weaved for them the martyr's crown of gold and glory. The power of the devil over the body is further seen and illustrated by numbers of cases in the New Testament of demonic possessions. The devil had possession by some of his imps of the bodies of persons. Some of the cases were fearfully tormented in body and almost wrecked in mind. Others had functions of the body suspended. Some were made dumb by him, and others made deaf and blind. These cases were many in number and of great variety. The great power and malignity of Satan is seen in that among the most distressing cases were those who were not noted for great sins, but the young and comparative innocent ones were the victims of his dread power. The whole person came under the power of this alien spirit. The power of Satan, his nearness and personality, had a constant and destructive manifestation in these cases. Of these demonical possessions, it has been well said that the gospel narratives are distinctly pledged to the historic truth of these occurrences. Either they are true or the gospels are false. Nor can it be said they represent the opinions of the times. They relate to us words spoken by the Lord Jesus, in which the personality and presence of the devil are distinctly stated. Now, either our Lord spoke these words, or he did not. If he did not, then we must at once set aside the concurrence testimony of the evangelist to a plain matter of fact. In other words, we establish a principle which will overthrow equally every fact related in the Gospels.